Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can, come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embrace this? Come on, tell me. Here I am.
Here I am.
Come on, tell him one more time.
I give myself.
I know what it's like to be in the presence of the Lord. And I know what time, because time stood still. Bodies were healed, families restored, because we stay here in the presence of the Lord. And no one had to say a word. Couldn't even make a sound. But I give up everything for this treasure I found. I don't want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. I don't want you to go. In your presence, Lord. And I want more. I want more. I want more. Jesus, I want.
Anybody feel like I feel in this room?
I want more. Jesus, I want more.
Come on, if you feel like I feel, would you cry that out in this room today?
I'm the only one who has the burning heart. Would you say, I want more?
I want more. Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. I'm super excited. The woman of God will be on shortly, Apostle Brenda Cherry. Get your pen and paper together because the woman of God have a word just for you from the Lord. Our scripture this morning is Matthew 7 and 1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured unto you. That was Matthew 7, 1 and 2. Father God, we ask you to come on this morning. Have your way on the shore. Let your people hear the word that is coming from you today, Lord. Less of her and more of you. Let her decrease and you increase in the woman of God. Use her in a mighty way, Jesus. You know the need and desire that your people have, and we ask you to fulfill them in the appointed time that you think that they need. Continue to guide us and bless us and cover us with your blood. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. We're going to go to a musical break, and by the time we come back, the woman of God will be on. Get ready, get ready. Get your pen and paper together. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Now, you must press 1 in order to speak, or if you need prayer. I won't know that, you know, that's what you want to say something, or that you want prayer. Remember, this is no judgment zone. We can't judge you. We're not trying to judge you. All we're trying to do is tell you about somebody who loves everybody and can save anybody. The choice is yours. Remember, you have a choice. God is not aggressive. He's not going to force himself on you. He'll give you a choice. Think about it. You tried it your way all this time. Where have it got you? Honestly, where have it gotten you? You might accomplish a few things. You might be going through a storm right now. But I'm here to tell you, once you try Jesus, now I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. But it will be worth it. Give him a try because he loves you. He's always been right there with you. He never left you nor forsake you. Hold your head up, woman of God. You're not in this by yourself. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God. And God alone, because of you,
my cloud.
Amen. More than anything, I love you, Jesus. Definitely want to give a shout out to all those countries that's listening in. The United States, of course, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Italy, France, Romania, and Thailand. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know some of these countries can't openly praise God like we can, but when we do on this side of the globe, in the United States, then we're praying interceding for you. You're not by yourself. No matter what the enemy trying to put in your mind or have you feeling that you're alone, you're not alone. You have people over here that's praying for you, interceding for you, calling your country out into the atmosphere. No, we don't know you personally, but you're not alone. Remember, the enemy goes through the first thing is your mind. Once he feels that he has your mind, he feels that he can throw you off track, and sometimes he succeeds. But don't give up. Don't fold. Don't push through. Don't fall down. Get back up. Remember, he falls seven times. It's not about the time he fell. But listen to this. He got back up, bruised, cut, bleeding. He got right back up. Get up. God is always with you. Even when we cut up and act silly and do ridiculous stuff, he's still right there with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He's waiting on us to open. Remember, he knew who you was when he formed you in your mother's womb. He knew you from the beginning when you were just a dot. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. Share the show. Tell people, it's some people of God that's on the airway talking about the Lord, letting you know that God is right there with you through it all. Think about this. The storm is just passing through. Stop focusing on the storm while it's there, while you're in it. It's not going to be there always. It's not going to be there always. For women in domestic violence, you have a choice. No matter what that significant other have you thinking, you have a choice to walk away. No, it's not going to be easy. Yes, you might be giving up a lot, but your life deserves so much more. So much more. Somebody's dependent on you. You need to depend on yourself. Sometimes we need to do a self-check. Go and look in the mirror. You are beautifully and wonderfully made by God. You're a daughter of a king. You're here for a reason. And don't you ever forget that. You keep your armor on and make sure you shine your heavenly salvation on to make sure it's ready. Because the enemy's going to come in full force. He's mad, especially when you find out who you are. He gets really mad. But that's okay. Like I said, you have men and women that come on here to let you know they're praying for you. They're interceding for you. You have some midwives that come on here that help birth what's in you. Sometimes we don't know. I can talk about me. So you stay sane, sitting in the church, as she say. I knew who I was because I had a praying grandmother. My grandmother, of course, was praying for me. But Kashima, yes, Apostle, Kashima ran. I absolutely did. So again, I can talk about me. I did my little dirt. Yeah, I can talk about me. I've been in church all my life, but I can talk about me. I can tell you, can't nobody tell you better about Kashima but Kashima. But see, I knew a man that laid on the cross, hung on the cross just for me. He went through all of that just for me. Now that I know who I am and whose I am, I'm not worried about anything. And don't you focus on nothing else. Hold your head up, woman of God. God loves you. And he's always been right there with you. Don't you ever forget that. The woman of God is on. We're going to go to a quick musical break. No, we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to bring the woman of God on and let her do what the Lord called her to do. Good morning, Apostle Cherry. How are you?
I am wonderfully blessed and highly favored of the Lord. How are you this morning, woman of God?
I'm blessed too, Apostle. I'm excited. See, what y'all don't know is that I know, but I don't know this woman of God. She was a friend of my grandmother's. So I'm telling you, get your pen, your paper, your Bibles ready. I'm ready to eat. I'm super excited. When you have a seasonal saint to come on and deliver the word, it's amazing to hear. If you don't know this woman of God, let me introduce to some and present to others, no other than Apostle Dr. Brenda Cherry. The floor is yours, woman of God.
Well, bless you, bless the Lord. Thank you so much, and I'm always grateful and so humbly honored to have the opportunity to come and share the word of the Lord, amen, with the body of Christ and all of those that are listening, amen, on this morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, we are in a tremendous season. We are in a season where God is saying this is our appointed time, amen. Glory to God, and it's something about when you're appointed. At the time, an appointed time comes in that is this dangerous to literally miss it, amen, to not really adhere and acknowledge, amen, that what God is saying is that whatever he promised you, some of the very things that he promised you, some of the very things that you have given up on, he said, in this season, I want you to begin to be in such a place of great expectation that you're about to see and experience manifestations like never before, and we are literally experiencing it. So I just come this morning and I honor the Lord and giving him glory, honor, and praise. I thank God again for the host and the invitation to be able to come and share what God is saying and what God is doing in such a time as this. So to all of you that are in the listening audience, amen, as I always say, call a friend, call a neighbor, and you might even want to text your enemy and have them to join in with us on this morning. I believe this word is going to bless you. I believe that this word that God is ready to release is going to encourage some of you that maybe you have been in a down mode and you have been in a place called stuck. But glory to his wonderful name, because of the goodness of God and the kindness of God and the power that God is releasing and what he is doing in this time and this season. He's going to cause many of you, amen, glory to God, to have a different outlook on life. He's going to cause some of you to be able to bounce back and get back into that rightful place and get back into that rightful position in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God is speaking, and if I had to give a title, amen, to this message on this morning, I would say, amen, glory to his wonderful name, amen, your dry season is over and the rain is coming. Come on, glory to God in the name of Jesus. Many of us, every one of us, including myself, I don't care what title, what positions we hold, we always go through some type of a season or time of a drought, a very dry season, a famine, when we don't really see anything happening. We don't really experience things. We have waited, and we've waited well. We've got big dreams, and we're standing on God's promises, but we just don't see anything happening. We don't experience change. We've heard about the shift is here, and the shift is coming, and amen, it's time to shift. And when we look at the word shift, it literally means to change. But yet and still, when you look at your situation and circumstances, amen, glory to his wonderful name, nothing seems to be changing. It's just dry. Things are still barren in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. It's so amazing, men and women of God, that how that we can be blessed in one area and be in a drought in another area. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You can have a very successful career, amen, very successful on the job, very successful in the business, but yet you might be struggling in your marriage. You can have a drought in certain relationships that, amen, that you may have. Or you can even have a great marriage, amen, but yet and still you have health issues, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. A drought, a dry season, a drought in your health. It's so easy for us to begin to start thinking that this is just the way that God has it for us. This is just the way that my life is going to be. But I've got to stop by this morning to encourage somebody in the name of Jesus to let you know that you won't always be in the place that you're in. You won't always be in that lonely place. You won't always have to deal with that spirit of distress. I always have to struggle in your finances. No. Why? Because I come to literally prophesy and to speak over you on this morning that as we have already entered into the year of 2023, amen, glory to God, I'm hearing the Lord saying, he said, tell them the dry season is over. In other words, the drought is over. He said, because the rain is coming. I'm sending the rain in the name of Jesus. And when God sends the rain, glory to God, he said, I'm going to rain in every area in your life. I'm going to rain in those areas that have been broken. I'm going to rain in the areas that have been very dry, the areas that have been lonely, the very areas that have been so empty in your life, in the name of Jesus. If you just stay in faith with God, the Bible declares that faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. God is going to rain down favor. Somebody shall rain down the favor. He's going to rain down that healing that you need. He's going to rain down the restoration. That's why the book of Joel says, and I will restore back to you the years that the cankerworm and the caterpillar, the palmer worm, he said, the great army that I sent, I'm getting ready to bring restoration into your life like never before. Somebody shout, melodies from heaven, rain down on me, rain down on me. When we look at the book of Psalm, the 68th book of Psalm and the 9th verse, he said, you set abundant rain upon your land, O God. Glory to his wonderful name. So listen, we've got to, glory to God, get into a place that we are moving in the realm of the spirit, that you're getting ready to experience and begin to, many of you are getting ready to see an abundance of rain in every dry area. In the name of Jesus, that's been in your life, because the drought and the dry seasons have only been temporary, in the name of Jesus. And one thing about a dry season, glory to God, it's not going to last forever, in the name of Jesus. Why? Because there's some rain that's about to come, in the name of Jesus. So what am I saying? That addiction that you may have, that addiction that, glory to God, a loved one that you have might be struggling with, in the name of Jesus, it's not going to be with them forever. It won't be with them for the rest of their lives. In the name of Jesus, why? Because the rain is coming. That struggle and the spirit of lack, in the name of Jesus, is really not your destiny. It's only temporary. Why? Because rain is headed your way. Oh, God, somebody shout, rain down on me, rain down on me. Some of you, glory to God, you've been in a drought in your health, a drought with chronic pain. In the name of Jesus, you don't feel well. You could easily settle there. But God is saying, no, no, no. He said, tell them to grab an umbrella. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because there is clouds that are starting to form over them. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Maybe it may be in your career. You may feel stuck. Amen. Glory to God, in the job market, in your businesses, and you can't seem to get a good break. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Maybe on the job, they've walked over you, and amen, in the name of Jesus, and bypassed you for the promotion. But I come to encourage you and say, do not get discouraged. God has something better for you. We're in a season that God says some of you, it's going to be bigger and better, and some of you are going to experience better and bigger. Somebody shout, bigger and better, and better and bigger, in the name of Jesus, because this is the appointed time. This is the time that God is literally, amen, to move in a mighty and a miraculous way according to what he has promised you, according to what he has said. So I've come to encourage somebody listening on this morning, don't give up and don't give in. In the name of Jesus, what do you do when you don't know what to do? Oh, in the name of Jesus. So when I'm in a situation where I don't know what to do, I can give God glory. I can open up my mouth and give him the fruit of my lips, which is a sacrifice of praise. And it tells him, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe in you. Lord, glory to God. I might be in a weakened place. In the name of Jesus, my faith may have been shaken, but I still stand, and I still trust you. I'm standing on your word. I'm standing on your promises in the name of Jesus. And if God said it, somebody shout, that settles it. And he said, the rain is headed your way. The rain is headed your way. You might look around and say, glory to God, it doesn't look like rain. It doesn't feel like rain in the name of Jesus. But if God is speaking it, and if God is saying it, somebody shout, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So we're not getting discouraged in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God has something bigger and he has something better. He said, many of you that are under the sound of my voice on this morning, you've been going through a little drizzle. Some of you have even had a little sprinkle. But I come to prophesy this morning in the name of Jesus that there is a downpour of an abundance of rain in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, that is coming your way, that's headed your way. And some of you are already experiencing, some of you are already in the middle of the downpour like never before. I want you to begin to open up your mouth and declare and say, Father, I thank you that the drought is ending and that the rain is coming in the name of Jesus. Somebody else needs to open up your mouth and say, Father, I thank you that 2023, I'm going to see and experience the abundance of your goodness in my life. In the name of Jesus, the drought may come, and there may even be dry seasons. I may even feel empty. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, but the story is about to end. Why is my story about to end? Because the rain is coming. And the Bible declares weeping may endure for a night, just a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I've come to prophesy to several of you this morning and say, it's morning time in the name of Jesus. It's so amazing how rain can take a dry and a very barren place and cause and bring new life. God said, this supernatural rain that I am releasing in the name of Jesus is going to cause many of you to shift into a brand new life. In other words, where there has not been peace, you will have peace. I'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Where you have not had joy, I will release the joy. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Where there have been a struggle and lack, I'm releasing the abundance. I'm releasing supernatural breakthroughs. I'm releasing supernatural miracles in the name of Jesus. And one thing I found out a long time ago, that anybody can get blessed, but not everybody can have a miracle. In the name of Jesus, this is your miracle moment. In the name of Jesus. So fret not in Jesus' name. I don't care if you've been going through for a month. I don't care if you've been going through for 3 months. I don't care if you've been going through for 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. In the name of Jesus, I hear the Lord said the rain is coming. And as the rain comes, he said the rain is going to cause some of you to bloom. Some of you are getting ready to blossom, and some of you are getting ready to flourish. Can I say it one more time? As this rain, this supernatural rain, it's coming over your life. Some of you, in the name of Jesus, under the sound of my voice, you're getting ready to bloom. You're getting ready to blossom, and you're getting ready to flourish. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. I want you to decree it and declare it, because when we can confess it, we can begin to possess in the name of Jesus over the next 7 days. I want to challenge you in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Ghost, that glory to God, that you will decree and declare over your life, decree and declare over your family, decree and declare over your marriage, decree and declare over your ministry, decree and declare over your church, in the name, over your job, over your business. I'm blooming, I'm blossoming, and I'm flourishing. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. He said, beloved above all things, I wish that you would prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prosper. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. All you need is a little rain. In the name of Jesus, what you thought was over and done, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a dream, maybe the loss of a relationship, what you felt when you felt like you were lonely and felt things when you felt so empty. In the name of Jesus, God is saying this rain is getting ready to change. In the name of Jesus, why? Because you serve a God that is saying, I'm going to send the rain over every barren, over every dry place. In the name of Jesus, he said, glory to God, this rain, it comes with a resurrection power, that resurrection power that is going to raise some of you up above situations and above circumstances. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout, my struggle is over. My dry season is over. In the name of Jesus, this rain that God is sending in the name of Jesus is going to come down with new opportunities. In the name of Jesus, some of you are getting ready to get into new relationships. It brings forth new ideas. It brings forth, it births out new dreams. In the name of Jesus, some of you that have been in the dry place, things haven't turned out, amen, the way that you hope them to turn out. And maybe you've been through some difficulties, but this is not the end. In the name of Jesus, joy is coming in the morning, because the rain is bringing you the joy. In the name of Jesus, so I come to say to you this morning, you might be in a drought right now, in the name of Jesus, but I hear the Lord says, the rain is headed. It's kind of like in the book of the Kings with Elijah. He said, I hear, the sound of an abundance of rain. And some of you hear the sound in the name of Jesus, and you're going to have to get into the realm of the Spirit. And whatever God is putting in your spirit, I want you to stand firm in the name of Jesus. Don't give in and do not give out in the name of Jesus, because if God said it, he's going to perform it. It shall happen in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I don't care what goes in your mind. And in your mind, it said it will not happen. In your mind, it will say that you're not deserving of it. But if, glory to God, you dig deep down in the realm of the Spirit, deep down in your heart, in the name of Jesus, and glory to God, and take a grab on to what God is saying. Grab on to what God promised you. In the name of Jesus, you will begin to experience the exceedingly and abundantly above everything that you can imagine and above everything that you can think of. Oh, somebody lift up your hands right where you are and begin to give God glory and say, Lord, I thank you. Some of you need to repent for just doubting God in the name of Jesus. You step into your appointed time. You stepped into a season where God is causing the things that he promised you in the name of Jesus, whether he's spoken in your spirit, whether he's spoken to you through the word, whether he used a man or woman of God to speak over your life. God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he must repent. If God said it, that is it. It settles it. It will happen. And all you've got to do is, glory to God, do a Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, that means you've got to lean and depend on him with all thine heart, with every being that you have, and lead not unto your own understanding. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to work it out in the name of Jesus, because the Bible declares that God said, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. So as the heavens are higher than the earth, said the Lord, so are my ways. What are you saying, Apostle? The way you're trying to figure it out, the way you feel that God is going to come through for you, God has a whole different plan. I hear the Lord say, while you're worshiping me, through whatever you're going through, in the name of Jesus, I want you to know that I'm working behind the scenes on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, there are several people listening to me on the phone now, on this line this morning, and you're battling in your body with excruciating pain. In the name of Jesus, joint pain, arthritis, in the name of Jesus, swelling. But if you would just lift up your hands, there is an anointing of healing right now that is resting in the name of Jesus. And I hear the Lord say, the rain is coming. The rain is coming with healing for you in the name of Jesus. And the Bible declares that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. I release this healing anointing over these airways this morning that will saturate you from the top of your head until the sole of your feet. Those of you that are walking in the spirit of fear, when the Bible declares that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but has given you a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Oh, but I take authority this morning over the spirit of fear that has hindered you in your belief, hindered you in trusting, hindered you in standing on the word, hindered you in patiently waiting on the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of fear to pack it back and go. In the name of Jesus, from your life, I command that spirit to clean the right gate, the left gate, the center, and the top of your mind. In Jesus' name, I call in clarity. In the name of Jesus, I call in that you are going to trust God through this process like never before. Why? Because the rain is coming, the rain is coming, the rain is coming in the name of Jesus. And when God makes promises, we've got to get into a place of trusting and getting into a place of believing and knowing without a shadow of a doubt in the name of Jesus that he can do exceedingly and abundantly above everything that you could think of and above everything that you could imagine. I remember, glory to God, in 2017, when I had a second round of cancer, in the name of Jesus, I was on my deathbed. Yeah, you heard me, in the name of Jesus. But I had to trust God with every being that I had, with little energy, with just a little breath. In the name of Jesus, I'm talking to somebody that is going to God, battling a sickness this morning, battling some type of disease this morning, and everything looks like there is no way out. But I'm telling you, if you trust God in the name of Jesus, and in the midst of the storm, in the midst of whatever battle that you have, you're going through, if you can still lift up your hands, if you can still glorify him, the enemy comes because his job description is to steal, kill, and destroy. So he tries to destroy your faith and your belief in the name of Jesus and get you into a place where you doubt God in the name, you doubt his word in the name of Jesus. It gets you into a place that it makes you feel that God doesn't even hear your prayer. But I've come to encourage somebody in the name of Jesus. As I laid down in my bed, I wasn't able to make three steps in the name of Jesus. But in my mind, I was speaking and talking to the Lord and saying, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. And then I shifted and I began to call those things that be not as though they were. I did a Romans 4:17. I began to thank him that cancer was not going to take me out. I began to thank him that I was picking up my bed and walking. I'm talking to somebody who's lost their faith. I'm talking to somebody in the name of Jesus that the enemy has bombarded your mind to make you feel that things will never get better. But glory to God, I've come to prophesy in your life this morning and let you know that the Lord says you're getting ready to shift and things are going to get bigger and better and better and bigger in the name of Jesus. And if you can believe it, you can receive it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Listen, I've got to close. I've got to close. I feel the presence of God like never before. Those of you that are listening under the sound of my voice, if you would just lift up your heads right where you are in the name of Jesus and say, Lord, rain. I thank you for raining down on me. I hear the Lord say, I'm raining down on somebody's mind. Your thought patterns have been down. In the name of Jesus, God is causing a shifting in your thinking, in your abilities, bringing clarity. In the name of Jesus, to several of you on this morning, in the name of Jesus, glory, somebody's in chronic pain. In the name of Jesus, that chronic pain right now, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, leaves you now in Jesus' name. There's somebody you have problems lifting up your right arm in the name because of the chronic pain, but healing is your portion this morning in the name of Jesus. Listen, when the prophet, glory to God, Elijah, glory to God, heard in the realm of the spirit, he said, I hear a sound. Somebody shouted, just a sound of an abundance of rain. When he heard that in the realm of the spirit, there was no cloud. There was no evidence that rain was coming. But glory to God, he held fast to what he heard in his spirit. Not in his head, not in his mind, but in his spirit. And somebody need to go back and glory to God and hold on to what God spoke to you in the realm of the spirit. In the name of Jesus. And I remember, glory to God, he gave David had the 5 stones, glory to God, that he killed the Goliath. He killed the giant. And God says, many of you on this line this morning, amen, glory to God, God is giving you the power and he's giving you the authority to arise and shine. And the glory of the Lord is going to rise upon you and you're going to kill your giant in the name of Jesus. Why? Because this rain, this supernatural rain that is coming in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. It's getting ready to cause everything that has dried up, everything that was dead, to be resurrected. Some of you have lost your visions, your dream, your visions have died. You've given up on it. But the Bible says, in the name, though it tarries, just wait on it because it will come in the name of Jesus. Open up your mouth and say, Lord, thank you for the rain coming. I thank you for the rain is coming. I thank you for the downpour in the name of Jesus. No more drizzle, no more sprinkles in the name of Jesus, but a downpour of blessings, a downpour of an anointing, a downpour of healing, a downpour in your finances in the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody lift up your hands and give God praise right where you are. Elijah, glory to God, sent his servant back, and every time his servant came back, he said, glory to God, there's no evidence of rain in the name of Jesus, but he sent him back. And the Bible declares that on the seventh time, my God, in the name of Jesus, he came back with a good report. He said, glory to God, there's a little cloud by the size of a man's hand in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, that was enough for Elijah in the name. Sometimes some of you give up too quickly. You've got to keep on pressing. You must keep on pushing in the name of Jesus. Don't settle for less when you can have the best of God in the name of Jesus. Stop settling for no, amen, when there is a yes answer for you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So listen, you've got to believe and you've got to know your dry season is over. This is your season, amen, glory to God, for you to move forward. This is your season for you to obtain things in the name of Jesus, new opportunities. This is your season to move into new levels. Some of you are going to move into new realms and dimensions like never before, greater places. Glory to God. God said you're going to meet people that you've never met before. Some of you are going to do things you've never done before. Some of you are going to go places you've never been before. This is that appointed time and that appointed season in the name of Jesus. And God said it is for you in the name of Jesus. With every eye closed and every hand lifted up, Father, I thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. And Lord, Lord God, we thank you for this anointing that is outpouring and pouring out over them in the name of Jesus, that will saturate from the very top of our heads to the sole of our feet. We thank you now in the name of Jesus that this supernatural rain is raining over every dry place, in the name of every barren place, every place of famine, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're moving spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, and sociably. We praise you now, God, for the good report. We thank you now in the name of Jesus that you're giving somebody their joy back. Somebody's getting their spunk back. The fire of the Holy Ghost, it's glory to God, is falling on somebody in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you glory, and we thank you now in the name of Jesus, because the Bible declares that the word of the Lord said, behold, I come quickly. He's coming quickly. He's going to do it quickly in the name of Jesus. That's why the word of the Lord said, I have not seen, ear have not heard, and neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has already orchestrated and the things that he's already put in place for each and every one of us. Glory to God. So if you love him, just begin to thank him. If you glory to God, if you trust him, just begin to glorify him in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And soon and very soon, it's going to happen sooner than you think. Amen. You're going to experience the hand of God. Some of you that came up on this line this morning, amen, you came down and out in the name of Jesus, but you're getting, glory to God, the joy of the Lord is resting upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a smile that's already on your face in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, because God is encouraging you, and there is hope, because he said, I am God, and I'm going to do just what I said I'd do. God bless you on this morning. Apostle, God bless you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So much to talk about what God is saying and what God is doing in this time and even in this season.
Yes, God. Amen. Amen. Bye. Thank you, Apostle Cheryl, for giving that word. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people. Bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. That is her season of open doors for her to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the ears that haven't heard her be getting ready to hear her again overseas in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to guide and bless her and her family, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Apostle Cherry. What's going to stick in my head all day, your dry season is over. People think because they get titles, they don't go through stuff. They don't want to tell the truth that they still go through stuff when they get titles. They think it's glory all the time when they get a title. But that's just another elevation of war that you got to go through. So you came on and gave just what I needed to hear this morning. If nobody else states that, it blessed me this morning. Apostle, let the people know how they can reach you if they want you to come preach or speak, or if you have any upcoming events or any books, how can they contact you, and where are your upcoming events?
Okay, I have two websites. Of course, my personal ministry, Be Cherry Ministries. They can go to becherryministries.org. Amen. You can make contact. You can put in your prayer requests, a praise report. You can order any of. I do have a couple of books that I've done. I'm a stickler with intercessory prayer, so I have a book called Building Strong Intercessors. And then also, one of my other greatest anointings is in the area of deliverance, and I've got another book, I'll Deliver It, I've Been Set Free. And I know that we're in a season now that God is literally bringing a deliverance into the body of Christ, unto the people of God, especially those that are open unto to receive him in the name of Jesus. So I think it would really bless many of the people of God as well. And also, it normally will have my itinerary there in the name of Jesus. I'll be in the Houston area. I think I have a couple of appointments, engagements in the Houston area in this month. I'll be with Apostle Martha Franks and Blessed and Beyond Ministries right here in Houston, Texas, on the 23rd of April at the 10 o'clock service. Amen. And then I'm going to be on the 29th. I'm preaching at a women's conference, amen, with the Apostolic Church out in Missouri City. But all of that is basically on my website, amen, glory to God. Or they can always call me, area code 337-412-0098, amen. Or they can go to my church website, King of Glory tab.org. Either one of those websites will give them all the information that they need. Woman of God, thank you so much. Amen. For the invitation, I appreciate it, and I pray that somebody that was listening, amen, was blessed by the word.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for being obedient to God and delivering that word. If you guys didn't hear what Apostle Cherry said, please text me at 346-419-2529. I will connect you with all the information she gave out, her webpage, so you can go back and hear another word from the woman of God. Remember, it's not about me. It's not about her. It's about glorifying, getting the word of God out. That's our job. And if you need prayer, remember you can call in at 563-999-3628 and press 1. Thank you again so much for coming on and delivering that word. I'm not going to hold you up any longer. Remember, people of God, if you want to contact with Apostle Cherry, let me know. It's not a problem. 346-419-2529. Or you can go to World Gospel Connection on Facebook, and I will connect you with the woman of God. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. We're going to go to a musical break, and I'll be right back.
She saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else
around, can only see.
Can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around,
can
only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl. Said that he is mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
He's mine.
wants a hand of witness tonight. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it, help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
With everyone else around me.
Oh.
Could only see the worst in me.
Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I am.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to leave you with three keys. First, get your Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Get your Bible. Two, find your church home, whether you go online or go in. Find you a church home. You're definitely welcome to join the Abba House International at 6705 8th Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. Also, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. The Overcoming Scripture states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You don't have to say, they want you to say the sinner's prayer, and that's fine if you want to. But you can go to God just like I'm talking to you. Father God, I need you. What I've been doing is not working, and I need you to change my mindset and my way of living, and I surrender to you. Congratulations and welcome. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Oh, no, absolutely not. The real warfare is going to begin. But now you have the equipment to be connected with people that can help you through this fight. Remember those three keys. Get you a Bible. King James or NIV, download it on your phone. If you're not a big reader, listen to the word. To find you a church home, you're definitely welcome to join. Anybody that came on here that you want to hear or go visit, let us know. 346-419-2529. And we will connect you. It's not a problem. And also, you're welcome to join us, the Op House International, with Chief Apostle Douglas and Apostle Douglas and myself at 6705-HAIGHT Street, Houston, Texas, 77028 at 1130 every Sunday. Let us know. And make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. Again, this is very critical. You surrender your life to Christ. You need to be up under somebody that's preaching and walking the same thing. Nobody's perfect. But if they're delivering that word and living that word, that's what you need to focus on. Remember, I still have the blessed oil if you need it. Say, Apostle Kashima, I need some of the blessed oil. Text me. I'll go to World War Gospel Connection and let me know. And I will mail it to you. If you're in the Houston area, Chief and I will meet you and pray with you. It is free. It's no miracle soap, no miracle water, no miracle towel. It is free. Core Give the Gifts, have some more body scrub on. Text me, Apostle Kashima. I want to try some of that body scrub. Now listen, it will change your life and have your skin feeling so very smooth. You can still text me at 346-419-5960 or go to World Gospel Connection and leave me a message. Remember to tune in Monday for Man Up Monday with Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas Sr. and the man of God that he's going to have on for Man Up Monday. Remember, it's not about him, not about me, nor you. It's about knowing somebody that loves everybody. And that's our Father. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha and Omega. Remember, he's always right there with you. Keep your helmet of salvation on. Keep your arm of God on. And know that God loves you. I hope you guys was blessed and have a phenomenal day. Talk to you soon.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you.
do your thing, cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised.
Healing is coming in this room. Heaven is coming, 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 heaven is coming.
Hit your spirit.
We are here.